Once upon a time, there was a man of between 30 and 82 years old. He used to get up in the morning and have a small breakfast. And after breakfast, he'd put on a coat and he'd go wandering round for several hours through the trees and through the shrubs. And when he'd wandered round for several hours, he'd wander back again to where he'd wandered from. And he'd have a bit of lunch. And then he'd go out and start wandering about again. Wander, wander, wander. He'd go wandering o'er the hill and o'er the dale. That's where poets wander, is o'er the hill and dale. Other people wander over hill and dale. But not the poets. They go they go. They think it sounds better. Anyway, when he's wandered o'er the hill and o'er the dale, he comes back again for a bit of tea, and then he settles down for the evening till he falls asleep. It's not much of a life, is it? I can't see how anyone can bear to go on with it. It's such a mouldy time we all have. I've been looking at my diary. It's the most boring document I've ever seen in my life. I hadn't realised what a boring life I've been leading till I read my diary. It's unbelievably boring. It's probably the most boring book in the world. It should be given to school children as an examination subject. You listened it. You wouldn't believe it. Listen to this. Monday. Got up, went for a walk, had lunch, went to lavatory. Came out again. Wrote up diary. Then the next day it reads, got up, went out, came in, went to bed. Didn't even go to the lavatory. Next day, got up, wandered round to see Spotty Muldoon. He wasn't in, wandered back, went to bed. It's not what you call exciting reading, is it? I think it's about time I started doing a few interesting things. It's time I found something out, like the secret of eternal life, the meaning of the universe, or how to get hold of women, or something. I've got a feeling I must do something important and amazing very soon. Perhaps if I grabbed hold of somebody in the government and threw them into the sea, that might be worth it. I must do something with me life. Something I'll be remembered for when I'm gone. Perhaps if I got hold of some bees and trained them to fly up people's noses. That might do some good. I could release them in the House of Commons, and every year people would burn effigies of me on E.L. Whistie night and dance round a beehive. There must be something memorable I can do before I die and leave this mortal coil on which we strut and fret our doleful ways, as Shakespeare put it, God bless him. Anyway, I've decided to go out and do something. If you read of C.P. Snow exploding in his bath, you'll know it's my work.